Many years ago, someone confided in me that he was out of a job and it was just affecting him totally. He wasn't the same person. He was turning into a negative person. Nothing. He was just, you want to call it the word, depressed. He was very down. They didn't have a job. And Baruch Hashem, a short while later, he got a job and everything was good. Fast forward a few years after that, there was somebody else that I knew that was down that didn't have a job. So I approached this original person who I thought had some connections. Maybe he could help this other person with a job. And this first person told me, you know, that this other person is looking for a job now. He has a lot of good qualities, but he's a little down. Since when you're a little down, doesn't know how good it is if he'll be able to succeed in a job. When you're down, he has to first become more of a positive person. Now, I have to say, it was really striking to me that this first person, Baruch Hashem, had a yeshua, he got a job. And Baruch Hashem, when you get a job and things work out for you, the pain, Hashem erases the pain. But you're not supposed to forget what it felt like and have rachmanis on other people. And I want to tell you another story that happened many years ago. That happened with me. I was an eyewitness. After I was married a couple years, I went Simchas Torah to my parents for Yom Tov. And at shul, there was somebody in Mispalel, the daven of my father's shul. He hadn't even been there when I was younger. I didn't really know him. And I got to schmooze with him a little. And he mentioned he has a daughter, 21 years old. She's home from seminary for 2 years. And it's so difficult to get a date for her. And they're going crazy. It's their oldest child. They must do a shidduch. So I mentioned a certain shatchan in Lakewood. He said, yeah, it's very hard to get hold of them. And they don't understand who he is. And I schmoozed with him a little bit. I said, you know, if the yomtiv, I'm going to try to be in touch with you. I'm going to see if I can get hold of the shatchan and try to put you together. If the Simchas Torah, I went back to Lakewood. And I got in touch with the shatchan who I knew. And I put them in touch, and I called that person from my father's shul, and I was back and forth a few times, and that was the last I heard of it. Now, fast forward on that, 2 years later, I was back by my parents' for Yom Tov, and I never followed up what happened with that girl. Did she ever get married? I never asked my father. I don't know. I met him in shul on Yom Tov. And I went over. First of all, he didn't even really remember me. Okay, that's fine. But I said to him, I remember you were schmoozing. You had a daughter, your oldest daughter. Oh, my daughter's married with a child. I said, oh, wow, amazing. 2 years later, it's like, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I remember then, yeah, that you were so, he had no recollection. He said, like, I never had problems with shidduchim, my daughter. Baruch Hashem, she got married at 21. After 2 years, it was a great time. Baruch Hashem, we never had problems with shidduchim with her. And I'm like, looking at myself, are my ears hearing correctly? This person is telling me he never had problems with shidduchim with his daughter. He erased the pain totally. Baruch Hashem, we should always be able to erase any pain that we ever had. But, there's a huge but over here. That is, that when Hashem sends us a pain, many times the point of it is that He'll take us away from the pain. But we can only understand what other people are going through if we once tasted it. And we remember that we once tasted it. If we once tasted what it's like being down, not having a job, that should be our priority to jump on. Let me help someone get a job. If he's down, because I also was once down and I needed a job. Let me help another 21-year-old girl or 22-year-old or 23-year-old girl that needs a shidduch. Because I know what it's like when I went crazy when I once had a daughter. So Baruch Hashem, the pain should go away. But let's not forget what that pain felt like. If someone was once lonely, Baruch Hashem, Hashem took away your loneliness. Now you're fine. But don't forget what it was like to feel lonely. And now pick up the phone and call someone that's lonely. Go take them out for a tea. Go take them out for a coffee. Remember, that's what it felt like when I didn't have any friends. I was chalishing for someone to give me a call and say, let's go out for a coffee together. Baruch Hashem, you're married now. Baruch Hashem, you're busy now. Baruch Hashem, you don't have time to go out for a coffee. But if you know how painful it was at that time when you were stuck, then you'll try to make those few minutes. You'll turn over Shemayim Varetz to make those few minutes to give back to someone, to erase the pain from someone, the pain that you once felt. And it could very well be that Hashem sometimes gives someone a taste of something, a taste of pain, then He'll take it away. Baruch Hashem will take it away. He'll erase it completely from us, Baruch Hashem. But if we once tasted it, we shouldn't forget what other people are going through. If someone once didn't have a, if someone once went through something, couldn't get a child in school, Baruch Hashem, your children are in school, and no one should ever experience that pain. But someone who once experienced that pain should be really trying to help other people out that have that pain now. Because only someone who experienced can understand how painful it is for the other person. May we be zeicha to never feel pain. But whatever challenges we ever have, may we have enough seichel to use those pierced challenges to help other people overcome their challenges.